It's Carpaccio with the weekly Bailey Report. Down by the frickin' river. You guys want to know which one this is? I got that question in the comments last week. Maybe I'll tell you later. Moon is in Sagittarius. Just went into Sagittarius. Emerged out of the depths of Scorpio there for a couple of days. Whoa. Did you die? Are you resurrecting? Yeah, baby. So, you know, squares Jupiter today in conjunct the Sun and Mars. Making an interesting yod for a moment this afternoon, at least where I am. And then, by Friday, she's going to go into Capricorn, join together with Pluto, right? Coming into this opposition with Mars, of course, first. And then, by Sunday, she goes into Aquarius and is going to hit, Saturn, right? Yeah. Come into a square with Sun and Mercury and Venus and all those happy little guys down there. Now, you may just think I'm at the river, but what? What? What is this? Aha! Aha! Do you see what I see? This is not just a river. This is a sacred coming together of rivers. It is the confluence. And the indigenous people always saw the confluence as the very sacred place. And this particular river is the middle fork of the American River. And this particular river is the North Fork. I haven't been here for many years. I used to raft down both of these frickin' rivers. They are absolutely gorgeous. Coming all the way down from the Sierra Nevadas, Tahoe, coming together, joining together. Anyway, this is a big week. I got a lot to talk about. There's a lot to say. Sun conjunct Uranus, basically all week. It is exact on Friday, same day that the moon opposes Mars. Look out for Friday. Hallelujah on Saturday. That moon does come into a trine with Uranus, Sun, Venus. So that's more exciting than, debilitating and traumatizing. Sunday, Mercury comes into this nice trine, okay, with Pluto. Venus is in this nice sextile with Neptune, so there's some good stuff going on here, but, the overall thing is that, the Sun is square Saturn exactly on Monday. So you got this situation where, the Sun is, the center of the solar system, man, and and it's in alignment with Uranus and square to Saturn. And that is what I'm going to be talking about today. That is what the mantra comes out of today. That is what our songs come out of today, this week, this whole energy. And of course, it will be shifting. Mercury does move into Gemini, by next week. And that will be followed by Venus shortly thereafter. But for now, yeah, it's pretty intense. All right, let's give this a shot. I'm not in the wilderness. This is California, man. Almost everywhere you go, there's some people. No, just kidding. There's plenty of wilderness left in California, too. It's a beautiful place. But yeah, I got the bridge back there. I think that's a road. There may be some cars interrupting the Pele Report. Oh my God, isn't that the nature of life these days? Getting interrupted, getting our peace and tranquility of our personal home life, intimate life or whatever, kind of like intruded upon. It's just like, Pluto up there in Capricorn, Saturn in Aquarius, whether it's the state or external authorities or personal authority figures, people in your lives, trying to control you, run you, tell you what to do. It's like big time. Ow! Man, oh man, baby. What have we attracted and created here to evolve through, grow through, learn through? Well, that's what we want to talk about today. What it's all about and what the stars have to say. I got a whole bunch of songs, you know, that I mean, I'm getting into this now. I could almost come up with like 3 or 4 songs every week for the moon, going through the different signs. This song will be for the moon in Sag, and then we got another song when she goes into Capricorn. Oh, yeah, it's endless. Chop, 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 chop. Take the whole and divide it into tiny little pieces. But anyway, you know, for me, really, one of the major songs that comes out with this Sun conjunct Uranus square Saturn, you know, and I don't know if I've put this out there before, but obviously it's what? King Crimson, 21st Century Schizoid Man. Now, it's a little intense. You know, some of you may not really go for it. It's not like the positive Kaipacha, you know, giving nice positive messages. But guess what? You know, we're kind of in this state right now. And I've got some other songs that, you know, if you're feeling that Mars in Cancer and Sun Uranus, you know, you go for that song. But then, you know, moon moves into Capricorn and it gets a little sentimental, a little nostalgic. And the one I really can't get off my, you know, how you get these songs in your head is Linda Ronstadt, Blue Bayou. Oh, man. Such a beautiful song, beautiful voice. I got the link for that in the notes below. Then she moves into Aquarius, and I'm thinking, well, I don't, you know, a little bit of like maybe Neil Young. I've got, Are You Ready for the Country? Because it's time to go. Do, 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 do. Yeah. You know, and then of course Pisces, it goes on and on. But, you know, so I got 3 songs this week. Just one mantra. I'll get to that mantra. But in addition to these songs, I found a very interesting video. It was sent to me by, a fellow worker. And it's a little disturbing in one sense because it's from the John Birch Society, a very conservative right-wing think tank, which I don't really put myself in that, you know. But what he talks about, you know, is very, very powerful. He's very intelligent, well-learned, well-read, and has some very good points. And what he's talking about is collectivism and individualism. And he goes on how Nazism and fascism and communism and all this, you know, this is all collectivism. Okay, you know, and it's the deep state, and it's, well, you know, it's the great reset, and it's what's, you know, all this, you know, powerful stuff, you know, coming up, you know, and trying to control, make everybody wear masks, make everybody get vaccines, you know, get a vaccine passport, or you're not allowed into this or that, blah, 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 you know, this is collectivism, you know. And I mean, he takes it for, and he takes it farther into this place of the need for individualism, individual freedom, individual rights, personal liberty, you know, boom, you know, and it's just like you can, I can easily relate. I can easily value, some of the points that he's making in there. It's very trippy, you know, because I don't really, you know. Anyway, so all I can say is, you know, it just is so perfect for this axis of Aquarius ruled by Uranus, okay, which has to do with collective consciousness, global corporations, politics, okay, internet, World Wide Web, all the billionaires and Google and Facebook and Zuckerberg and Gates, blah, 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 blah. You know, this is all Aquarius 11th house kind of stuff. And Jupiter going through there, you know, for this whole year, making the billionaires more trillionaires, you know, tripped out. Saturn going through there, you know, and this kind of is this kind of thing today where I talk about, you know, the hammer coming down. Boom. You know, you conform to the new normal, or you're not going to travel, or you're not going to get into the gym, or you're not going to watch a movie, or you can't go out in public, or you blah, 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 you know, it's like herding the sheep. You know, it's freaking intense, right? And so the backlash, you know, the Springer side of that is, of course, what? Leo. Individualism and individual rights. The lion, the lioness, the king and queen of the jungle. I, me, mine. I create. I'm original. I am unique. I want to play, gamble, risk. My life is my own. Don't tell me what to do. It's like this very powerful individualism. And so, you know, we can see this as an axis. These are polarities. And the sun coming around to Uranus in Taurus, I'm going to put Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, far more around, you know, the energy of course, it's one of the first six signs. It's more subjective. And it's my money and my freedom and my values. And this is where it's time for us to dig into, you know, our own resources. And it's a need to survive, baby. We need to invent. That's why, you know, the mantra today gets, we need to tap into our own personal genius to work this shit out. You know what I'm saying? So it is about, you know, and the challenge here is that Uranus is the planet of extremes. And we can find ourselves even flip-flopping back and forth from one extreme to another, from the red to the blue, from the right to the left, from the liberal to the conservative, from the needs of the collective outweigh the needs of the few, to the freedom of individual personal self-expression is number one primary. So this is a very interesting, you know, I think it's something that we are wrestling with, of course, all through particularly 2021, because Uranus is in square to Saturn. Saturn in Aquarius is perhaps the thumb, you know, trying to hold us down. Okay, you know, the institutions trying to dictate personal behavior. And Uranus and Taurus is saying this is a time where we need to step out and step up. And I need to like really stand in my own truth. Boom. And this creates a clash. This creates a lot of tension. It came in January, first of all, was, you know, the primary, you know, square. Then Saturn and Uranus are going to be going retrograde. It's going to come back again through the summer. And it's not really over until the end of the year. So the whole year of 2021 is what I like to call the square is creative tension. Creative tension. Don't forget, you know, my saying for 2021 is it's the great year of initiation. Gestation leading to creative manifestation. And this is Taurus, this need to go in. And sometimes this may have to do with the need to separate. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. And of course, you know, I mean, I'm in some ways gone, but you know, there's always, I feel like small communities that are self-sufficient, that are close to nature, that are growing their own delicious biodynamic organic food, you know, and that are like really kind of outside the drum, you know, that's getting beat of, you know, everyone needs to now conform. That's kind of been my thing. That's the first line. I feel like escaping or rebelling, but wow. Yeah, you know, this moving into the world of censorship. One of my friends just got censored on Facebook. I have opened up a BitChute channel because I do feel that there are things I'd like to talk about and things I would like to say that I see in the stars that are not, that, you know, I can't really say here on my YouTube channel or my Facebook or whatever. It's a little bit of a shame. It's kind of disappointing. Could even be upsetting. But I'm going to keep it kind of clean and generic here for you today and also point out that all of this Taurus energy and survival energy has to do with my personal, physical, financial well-being. And the Mars in Cancer is my home life and my personal world. And there may be things out there that we cannot change, that we cannot modify, that are beyond our control. So it's best to start at home. So I got this great little video sent to me today by Kat, you know, foods, you know, just kind of foods to eat to help with this process of enlightenment, to help with the process of awakening. We are what we eat, what we put in, we become. Let's start at home, start within, start with our diet, start with our exercise, start with getting our vitamin D straight from the sun instead of taking pills. Just freaking absorb it, baby, you know, and eat it, you know, eat it. Ow! Taurus is simple, man. You know, simple Simon Says. You know, eat healthy, exercise, get outdoors, you know, and it affects your state of mind. And your state of mind is really highly important, very, very important at this time. Which leads me to the other, you know, I was just reading up a little bit on the old yoga last night, you know, and it was interesting how the sage spoke about how the Bhagavad Gita was downloaded. Arjuna is on the battlefield, you know, ready to, you know, to go into battle against his kinsmen, relatives. And that's happening, you know, in my family, maybe happening in your family. There's polarization going on, you know, even within the bloodlines. And he calls out, right? And Krishna freaking, what, you know, what this guy was saying was that the Bhagavad Gita was downloaded to Arjuna right there on the battlefield before he then charged into the battle. So Krishna's speaking to him and the Bhagavad Gita did not stop the battle. Ahriman is coming. Okay, we are facing, you know, some real, real challenges collectively and personally. And we are not to just like run, hide, sit, and meditate. Okay, I don't wanna, I don't, you know, support so much this escaping as much as inventing and innovating and finding this middle territory. And that's where this tapping into the genius, this tapping into the genius to me, I don't know, you know what I mean? A lot of it is that Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, has to do with stepping outside the box. stepping outside the conventional or the norm, getting in our helicopters or our UFOs, raising ourselves up, and seeing the evolution and the planetary consciousness evolving from a higher perspective. And when we come to that Sun, Uranus, you know, and Jupiter in Aquarius, you know, in the late mature degrees of Aquarius, we come into a place, okay, of really looking at, and what I want to say is not to label, to categorize, to pigeonhole, and say, oh, you know, he doesn't wear masks. He doesn't want to wear a mask. Oh, well, that puts him over here. That means that he, you know, voted for Trump and, you know, is against the Democrats and Black Lives Matters and deep state and da 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 da. You know, that makes him this, you know. Or he's anti-vaccine. Oh, well, that makes him, you know, this and this and this and this, yeah. You know, or, you know, he talked about, you know, she talked about Black Lives Matters. Well, they must have voted for Biden and, you know, they don't know anything and, you know, da, 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 you know, or they want this, so they must be into conspiracy theories. And I mean, I'm blown away by how the rainbow, the spectrum of colors, the huge spectrum of beliefs and approaches to life and responses to authority and government and responsibility and individual, how these, there is no end. If there's 8 billion people, there's 8 billion different realities and approaches to life. We are unique. If you want to honor individualism, then I would say that, you know, a place to start is to not, you know, just look at shit in black or white, blue or red, and push people in your life, as well as in the news, to just say they are that, and they are that. And like ease the judgments a little bit here, you know, Gemini, North Node in Gemini is diversity of opinions. And out of this diversity, then we can come to the table and create collective laws and rules that honor individual, you know, minorities or minority beliefs, minority skin color, minority, you know, whatever. It's just like, wow, you know. So check out that video below and see a little bit more what I'm talking about, this collectivism and individualism. This guy is obviously wanting the individualism, but I'm also saying, well, Aquarius, we're moving into the age of Aquarius. It is a little more collectivism. And what we have to do is expand that collectivism to allow for individualism. So it's not either or. It's both and more, baby. Ow! Jeez, I think I was talking fast there for a little while. There was something else, you know, just something else I wanted to bring. What was it? You know, it's just that, oh, I don't know if I want to end on an unhappy note, but just a little reminder that when we were in the age of Pisces for 2,000 years, the last 2,000 years, the age of Pisces created the shadow was Virgo. The opposite of Pisces, the age of Pisces, you know, burned witches at the stake. Herbal healers, you know, and the Catholic, you know, or the Christianity, you know, created not only the Crusades, but they wiped out the Mayans.
and the Christians went down to Egypt and destroyed all the amazing artwork of the ancient Egyptians, smashing all the noses off of the, I mean, it's disgusting. You know, during the age of Pisces, how Virgo, you know, the powerful feminine, you know, was suppressed and sidelined and destroyed and killed. I mean, it was, Now, I hate to say it, but now we're moving into this age of Aquarius for 2,000 years, more than that. And age is actually 2,160 years, but, you know, we don't have to get too techie. It's beyond our freaking life anyway. The opposite of Aquarius is Leo. And I gotta say, I don't want to say who's going to win or lose this game, but individualism, creative self-expression, self-determination, liberty, these are definitely going to be severely restricted, challenged. The hammer's coming down on it, baby. And there's something that, you know, each one of us personally and perhaps, at least in little communities of seed people, need to carry the torch. And it might be for a couple thousand years. Ah! I'm feeling the need to escape or rebel the more the hammer comes down. I need to tap the genius within to create more common ground. I think you know what I'm talking about. We gotta somehow brainstorm so we can find a common humanity. And a beautiful thing about that is what? Taurus, Gaia. We all share the same beautiful planet. We've got some common ground. It's our rivers. It's our land. It's our food. It's our water. Let's start there. Let's start in a very simple, you know, just like, come in, come home to health. And to nature. And I think we can all. I don't think there's a human being alive that does not enjoy a beautiful sunset. That does not want to sit by a beautiful river. Or walk through a beautiful forest. Maybe we can start with art. And we can start with beauty. And we can start with love. These common things that are common to humanity and build slowly. Well, I guess. Seems to happen slowly. It'd be nice to build it quickly, but it's like moving a mountain, isn't it? Ow! Anyway, that's enough for today, right? Ow! I'm feeling, what? I'm feeling the need to escape or rebel the more the hammer comes down. I need to tap the genius within to create more common ground. May that common ground come to you in your most calm, deep meditations downloaded from Krishna, not from your ego, left brain, mercurial thought forms, but from your Sagittarius, Jupiterian, intuitive, expanded consciousness. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.